This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Before we get started today, I want to quickly talk about the stuff on my desk, which is part of, we now have details for you. Tom's spring cleaning auction, which also is the WDWNT spring cleaning auction. As you know, I like to buy Disney stuff, and I collect a lot of things, and then apparently I get to the point at which I move, and then I'm like, well, I might have too much stuff. I need room to live. And so that's where we've arrived, where I have a lot of stuff I need to get rid of that's taking up a lot of space, and this seems like a good way to do it, and all to benefit WDWNT, all this great content you watch, our reporters out in the field, et cetera. We're going to use this these funds to do all sorts of stuff. We need to buy some new stuff for the studio. We need to get some new equipment for the reporters, et cetera. And so that's the purpose of this. This will be Sunday, this Sunday, April 2nd at noon Eastern time. And we'll be live streaming right here on this channel. So you can watch me, even if you're not going to bid on anything, it's always a good show regardless. So you can watch me go through the auctions as people bid. It's fun to just watch people bid sometimes. And I've got some, I think, some really good stuff, just like this Club 33 Donald Duck, this Minnie Mouse main attraction stuff that I thought was I wanted. And then also some really cool stuff. There's Orange Bird snow globe. I got these 50th ears. Yeah, I know. I buy a lot of things I don't need. I'm aware. And that's why this is happening. So, again, join us April 2nd at noon right here on this channel as we go through all these auctions. And you could help help support all the programming and such you like here at WDWNT.com. Anyway, here now the news for March 29th, 2023. Both Disneyland and Walt Disney World guests may see the return of fan-favorite nighttime parades. Sources indicate to WDWNT that the Main Street Electrical Parade will return to Walt Disney World, while the Paint the Night Electrical Parade will return to Disneyland Resort. It's assumed at this time that the Main Street Electrical Parade will return again this summer at Disneyland for another seasonal run before being sent across the country back to Walt Disney World. The following year, the word is that the Paint the Night Parade will finally return to Anaheim. A debut date for the return of the electrical parade in Florida is unknown at this time. It could be as early as later this year or as late as sometime in 2024. And as far as Paint the Night, reports indicate that the floats are still being repaired and the notoriously expensive batteries are still being replaced on that parade. So we shouldn't expect to see Paint the Night return at least until next summer, summer 2024. Of course, Paint the Night has performed at both Disneyland Resort theme parks, and while it seems most likely to return to California Adventure, leaving Magic Happen still performing at night at Disneyland Park. The parade originally debuted in 2015 for the 60th anniversary of the Diamond Celebration. It has a rather spotty performance history since then, ending its initial run in September of 2016, only to return for the holiday season, and then was replaced, of course, by the Main Street Electrical Parade, as all nighttime parades, I think, are legally required to be. It seems that way. In 2018, Paint the Night returned, but this time at California Adventure with a new float for The Incredibles, replacing Frozen as part of the celebration of the opening of Pixar Pier. It ran until mid-November of the same year and has not been performed since. It's been this great mystery as to why it's been away for so long, but it's been away that long. I know a lot of people wanted Paint the Night to come to Disney World. That's been a rumor, for not one we've shared. It's not one I've ever heard from any source. This makes sense to me. Disneyland is kind of funding everything, right? Disneyland put all this money last year into fixing up the electrical parade for its 50th anniversary. And so it makes sense they want to get another season out of it. But then at that point, they're like, well, we still have Paint the Night. We have to do something with it. Maybe this will be the actual Disneyland farewell of electrical parade. Maybe this is it forever, which I would be okay with. I think if you want to say, like, this is the second half of the 50th run, that feels like a proper time to say goodbye to the electrical parade in California, right? And it will probably run here until the end of time if this rumor is true. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I mean, I was a big Spectro Magic guy. That's my favorite nighttime parade ever. And I know many of you are probably going to say the same. But, you know, mostly tourists come to Disney World. They wouldn't know the difference between either. They'd be happy with either of these parades. And so I get it, right? I get why electrical parade would come to Florida, and I think having a nighttime parade is better than not having a nighttime parade. And I think both of these, one of these coming back to Florida and one coming back in general, again shows the road we're on with current management, where I think, again, we're on the path to recovery as far as quality is concerned at the U.S. Disney parks. And this rumor speaks volumes to that. Walt Disney World has announced a new summer 2023 hotel discount where guests of all types can save on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels. You could save up to 25% on stays most nights July 11th, August 20th, and September 15th to September 28th. All the participating hotels and certain dates they're available are listed at WDWNT.com. It would literally take me 10 minutes on this show to read you all of these today. So just go to the site if any of these interest you. Also, you could save 30% on stays most nights August 21st to September 14th. Meanwhile, pass holders can save up to 35% on select Walt Disney World Resort hotel rooms this summer. The discounted rates are available for stays July 11th to September 28th of 2023. And Florida residents can save 30% on rooms at select hotels, again, between July 11th and September 28th. Meanwhile, after holding out longer than we expected, Disney is finally offering annual pass holder discounts on the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser of 30% this spring and summer. Those dates, again, available at WDWNT.com. I want to stop here and give some praise, right? Because if you watch that third honest review of the Star Cruiser I did, this is what the rant was about, was not letting Star Cruiser fail simply because you're unwilling to slightly discount it. And so I'm really proud that they're doing this. I believe truly that this is going to make the difference. And I know there's plenty of people that are still going to say it's still too expensive, and I don't disagree with that even. But I think this will be enough to fill rooms and make it successful. I think this will probably do it. Based on the fact that that DVC member cruise that was 30% off sold out instantaneously, this is the right decision. Kudos to whoever was behind finally doing this. Walt Disney World has announced monthly themes for their own version of the 100th anniversary celebration, which will begin when the 50th anniversary ends in a few days. According to the Disney Rewards site, quote, monthly spotlights on some Disney favorite franchises like Pixar, Mickey and Friends, and Disney Princesses will help guests fully enjoy and immerse themselves in many Disney stories they love. Guests will see and can celebrate these stories and lovable characters in exciting or in existing experiences such as character caravans, parades, photo opportunities, merchandise, attractions, experiences, and more. In addition, the Disney Resort Hotels will offer movies under the stars and poolside activities with themed activities for more ways to celebrate these stories. In April, the celebration will begin at Disney's Animal Kingdom in April for Earth Day and the 25th anniversary of the park, spotlighting Disney's conservation efforts, and Moana will have a meet and greet in Animal Kingdom starting on Earth Day, April 22nd. To coincide with May the 4th, the next month will focus on Star Wars. Disney has already announced a 30% discount again on Star Cruiser, so that's part of it. In June, they'll celebrate Pixar characters, with the opening, of course, Roundup Rodeo Barbecue just opened. Be sure to watch our review if you haven't yet. In the month of July, Mickey, Minnie, and their friends will provide swell fun for guests. I don't know what that means, but I guess Mickey and Friends is the theme. August, Disney princesses and Frozen characters will take the throne. In September, it'll be all about superheroes, which you can't really say much about them in Florida due to the, you know, Marvel agreement with Universal, but we'll see what that means. It does seem there won't be any actual new offerings at the parks for most of these themes. We'll have to wait and see to be sure. This is the most, really, of the Disney 100 event that's been mentioned outside of what's going to be at Epcot, as they're going to have Mickey and Minnie in their platinum outfits and a platinum Mickey sculpture there, as well as a new spectacle of light on Spaceship Earth. And in late 2023, a new nighttime spectacular that will replace Harmonious permanently. Of course, Epcot Forever returning in the interim in just a few days' time. Meanwhile, Journey of Water inspired by Moana, Communicore Hall, World Celebration Garden, and Dreamer's Point are all scheduled to open in late 2023. That's all we know of this 100th anniversary. We don't know when anything's going to start. Is decor going to go up next week? Is it not? Wait and find out. Tron Light Cycle Run, of course, soft opened at the Magic Kingdom ahead of its official grand opening on April 4th. But only guests who have purchased individual Lightning Lane access or snagged a virtual queue boarding group can ride the new attraction. Unfortunately, the callback time for the virtual queue can change significantly, and Disney isn't accommodating any late arrivals to the attraction, at least at this time. Guests must arrive within their assigned one-hour time slot to be allowed to ride Tron. The My Disney Experience app will show an estimated callback time before guests are actually called, and while waiting, guests are free to ride other attractions or do whatever. However, callback times have sometimes been 2 hours earlier than quoted, if not more, And we and other guests have encountered this, meaning if you're doing other things or maybe aren't even in the park yet, if you signed up at 7 a.m., you don't even need to be in the park, by the way, you may miss your window because you thought you had more time. Individual Lightning Lane and Virtual Queue have been filling up quickly during the soft opening period, which has reduced hours. Guests can sign up for the Virtual Queue again at 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. The individual Lightning Lane price has been $20 for the attraction. But I'm sorry. If you're making people wake up at 7 a.m. as it is, you're already inconveniencing people. If you're then really going to hold them to this one-hour slot and then also misquote them, right? So I got a boarding group on yesterday, Tuesday, and it was essentially quoted me as 11 a.m. They're like around 11 a.m. I was called at 8:59 a.m. I was not at Magic Kingdom yet because you told me it was going to be at 11, right? And so my window was going to expire at 9:59, which was an hour and 61 minutes ahead of when you told me you thought it was going to be. I get it's estimated, but at the same time, they either need to do a better job estimating or give people a longer window. Maybe the window shouldn't be an hour. Maybe the window should be, you know, I don't know. Maybe it should be 2 hours, 3 hours, something like that. I don't think it needs to be all day, come back whenever you want. But I think the window, if it's going to be like this, needs to at least be bigger than it is, right? And this is essentially why with Guardians and Rise and those, they never really enforced those return times because it was kind of hard to. People were like, I had dining reservations, the bus was late, this happened, that happened. And honestly, people operating the front of the attraction don't need to deal with outside factors, right? Like, that's not a thing that needs a concern. They need to be either know if a person should be let in or should not. And if they had a boarding group, the consensus was you should let them in. They fought to get a boarding group this moment. Let them in the ride. And I don't think that should change. If you really don't want to allow that with Tron because you're afraid everyone will show up the moment it gets dark out because everyone wants to ride it at night, then you need to find another solution. I know this is a soft opening period, so you can claim like, oh, it's not officially open yet. We could do what we want. But, you know, you still don't want to make guests upset, right? So I hope by April 4th they have some better system in place than they currently do. That or maybe change. This is going to be super controversial. But do what you did for Rise in the beginning where you had to be in the park for that first drop. Like, if it's going to require, if you think people are going to be on that quick, then don't make them sign up from home and then they have to take the chance of, am I going to make it or am I not? And then you're going to send trains with empty seats at that point, right? Which is not ideal. It's not ideal. So they've got a couple days to figure this out, and hopefully they will. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. Disney Cruise Line has announced a new departure port out of Singapore for their upcoming seventh ship in the fleet. Here's the official release. Disney Cruise Line and Singapore Tourism Board today announced magical cruise vacations to Southeast Asia for the first time, revealed by Disney Parks Experiences and Products Chairman Josh D'Amaro and Singapore's Minister for Transport and Minister in Charge of Trade Relations, S. Iswaran. Under a recently signed memorandum of understanding, Disney Cruise Line and Singapore Tourism Board agreed to collaborate to homeport a brand new Disney cruise ship exclusively in Singapore for at least 5 years, beginning in 2025. More details about the maiden voyage itineraries and onboard experiences will be announced at a later date. Quote, this is a very exciting year for the Walt Disney Company. 2023 marks our 100th anniversary, said D'Amaro. And as part of this, Disney Cruise Line is currently undergoing an ambitious expansion with new ships and new destinations around the world. We are incredibly excited to make Singapore the home port to our seventh launched ship, which will sail from here year-round starting in 2025. The new ship will feature innovative Disney experiences along with dazzling entertainment, world-class dining, and legendary guest service that sets Disney Cruise Line apart. And guests of all ages will find dedicated spaces and activities designed just for them. And families will create unforgettable memories with beloved characters such as Captain Mickey Mouse and Captain Minnie, Disney princesses, Marvel heroes, and more. The ship will be the recently acquired Global Dream Ship, which will be renamed to avoid confusion with the Disney Dream Cruise Ship and match the rest of the fleet. Disney Cruise Line estimates the passenger capacity of the 208,000 gross ton ship to be approximately 6,000 with around 2,300 crew members. It's expected to be among the first in the cruise industry to be fueled by green methanol, one of the lowest emission fuels available. This is great. I've always wanted to go to Singapore, and this seems like a great reason to do it. And 2025, not not far away. This ship will be done, I think, a little sooner than we expected. Last year, a majority of the Mediterranean harbor was cordoned off during the new Believe Sea of Dreams nighttime spectacular for Disney Premier Access upcharge seating at Tokyo Disney Sea. Now the upcharge system will come across the resort to Tokyo Disneyland, with special seating available for both the daytime and evening parade starting on April 15th. From April 15th onward, guests visiting Tokyo Disneyland will be able to purchase again Disney Premier Access to view both Disney Harmony in Color and Tokyo Disneyland Electrical Parade Dreamlights from a special viewing area in the park's hub. Guests visiting the park who purchased DPA will have seating in the blue area you're seeing now. Meanwhile, those on the Tokyo Disney Resort vacation packages will continue to sit in the dedicated bench seating, which has been set aside for those guests for many years. The cost of these parades will be 2,500 yen. That's about $18.88 per guest U.S., just like at Tokyo Disney Sea. Those who wish to purchase DPA can hold both an attraction and a show ticket at the same time, but must wait 60 minutes after purchasing their first show ticket to obtain a second. Purchase is only available through the Tokyo Disney Resort app, and a credit card is required. Starting April 15th, of course, Tokyo Disneyland will launch a brand new daytime parade, Disney Harmony in Color, and this parade replaces the long-running Dreaming Up, which debuted with the 35th anniversary on April 15th, 2018, and will end on April 9th. We'll, of course, be there to bring you the very last performance of Dreaming Up and the very first Harmony in Color, as well as all the festivities from Tokyo's 40th anniversary Dream Go Round celebration. Disney has shared the three attraction posters for Arendelle World of Frozen, the new land scheduled to open at Hong Kong Disneyland in the second half of 2023. Disney Parks on Twitter shared an image of the three posters showcasing attractions within the land. The attraction poster trio features images for Frozen Ever After, World of Frozen, that being the whole land, and Wandering Oaken Sliding Sleighs. According to the official release, the posters are unique on their own, yet part of a visual family. Imagineers utilized a vibrant but limited color palette while giving the illustrations a hand-drawn quality. The Arendelle World of Frozen expansion again will open in the second half of this year, and it will be the first Frozen-themed land anywhere in the world. Today's episode of News Today is brought to you by the Unlocked Magic app. Download the app at unlockmagic.com. It'll find Disney dining reservations so you don't have to. Just put in the request and wait for the app to send you a notice that a reservation is available, and then you can book it. You can schedule the app to search for reservations beyond the 60-day window so that as soon as it becomes available, it's searching for you. It offers unlimited dining reservation finder requests for only $5.99. You can download the app from the link in our description and use code WDWNT for a 30-day free trial. The app also shows DVC room availability, attraction wait times, discounted tickets, crowd calendars, and exclusive community chats. So head on over to unlockedmagic.com. It seems Disney will no longer pursue a metaverse as the entire department has been laid off. The company began the first in a series of 7,000 layoffs this week, and the Wall Street Journal reports that the Next Generation Storytelling Department of 50 employees has been cut. The department, championed by former CEO Bob Chapek, was set to bring Disney into the business of virtual reality beyond video games like Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. Though Disney avoided the metaverse term, the lines were drawn between Meta's VR community and what Disney could do. In 2022, they hired Mark Bozin, formerly of Apple Gaming, as the vice president, and Mark White as the senior vice president for the Next Generation Storytelling Division, with the explicit intention to turn, quote, their metaverse strategy into executable plans. One of the purported uses for Next Generation Storytelling was to bring the theme parks to your living room. The idea of combining theme parks with media experiences was brought up last year by Parks Products and Experience Chairman Josh D'Amaro, but in the reverse situation, adding layers to the theme park experience. Quote, it provides us with upending opportunities at these theme parks. It can bring Main Street alive in ways you've never seen it before, never thought of about it before. You can have the whole theme park participate in a game that culminates in a celebration at the hub at the top of Main Street. They reportedly also abandoned the membership program we reported on, rumored to be something akin to Amazon Prime. That was something that was talked about around the same time last year. That is no longer apparently a thing. Two more series of layoffs are coming this year as Iger moves to reduce costs. And Senior Vice President of Production for Hulu, Mark Levenstein, and Jane Bieber, Senior Vice President of Production Management and Operations for Freeform, were the first executives to be let go this week. The layoffs will not affect frontline cast members at the theme parks. It's important to say that. Continuing with this thread, now former VP of Corporate Communications for the Walt Disney Company, Jeffrey R. Epstein, is among the first to be laid off in the sweeping company-wide layoffs announced by Bob Iger. Epstein was prolific as one of the company's most outspoken spokespeople on social media and perhaps figurehead of D23, even hosting the D23 Inside Disney podcast alongside Sherry Henry from Oh My Disney. The Wrap was the first to confirm the ousting from the company. For many years, he worked under the feared former CCO Zania Mucha, credited with much of Bob Iger's positive public perception during his first tenure, who stepped down in 2021. I'm going to weigh, obviously, layoffs are not an easy thing to talk about. It's people's jobs. But we do analyze this company. And so if layoffs have to happen, if I'm given what I know of the company, I would agree with all of these reductions. These are all the changes I would make. If you asked me as a bystander who takes in content from the company, from all its divisions, I think, at least as a consumer, has a pretty good grasp on where their weak spots are. This is probably what I would have said, right? The meta stuff, like, sounds cool, but I haven't experienced anything from any company in that realm where I'm like, this is the future. We're not there yet. And if you're looking to cut costs, this is maybe not the investment in the future that needs to be made at this time. I totally get this. The Freeform and the entertainment, again, that's the side that's not super profitable. They haven't been super profitable in a while. So on the entertainment side, I totally get that. And then if you're going to talk to anyone who's going to tell you that the entirety of the PR side of the company is a problem, I mean, I'm the guy that's going to tell you that. So I saw a number of people come out in defense of Jeffrey. In this situation, I'm sadly not going to be one of those people. I'm going to share a very quick personal anecdote. Of course, at times, because we are honest and we have shared, you know, being a fan site, we talk about things that haven't happened yet because that's what fans do. You know, Star Wars fans, they go and they talk about rumors of what the next show or movie might be. You know, Marvel fans, they talk about what might happen next in the MCU and rumors of what's going to happen. And theme park fans are no different than any other fandom that's out there. We like to talk about the possibility of what might be, right? And so being a larger outlet that's rubbed some people in the company the wrong way over the years, and we've been on and off of the media list for Disney parks on several occasions, right? And one of the times we came back on was in 2017. Which was an effort on both sides, the Disney side and ours, to repair the relationship, which I appreciated deeply. The first media event we got to go to was Epcot's 35th anniversary. And as D23 was hosting an event in conjunction with that, right? So Jeffrey was involved in that. And so as we went to a particular event, as part of that media offering, we entered a building. As we entered a building, Jeffrey was there at the door. And so everyone from the media who entered shook Jeffrey's hand. It's a respectable thing to do. When it got to our turn, I went to shake Jeffrey's hand, and Jeffrey looked the other way. Let me assure you, this wasn't like, oh, he missed the handshake or anything like that. That wasn't the case. To the point at which Nick, who was with me, you know Nick if you watch News Tonight, Nick was working as my cameraman that day. Nick just audibly goes, oh, wow. It was a really uncomfortable moment and kind of gross, and I think speaks for Jeffrey's personality and speaks for how lost the PR side of this company has been for a long, long time. There is no doubt that the PR side of Disney has botched every bit of the relationship with WDWNT. Everything that could have been done, I think, to have a healthy relationship with us has never been. Right, there was a moment where they just decided not to talk to us for a long period of time, and then it became a big enough problem for them that suddenly they tried to, but then they were real dishonest during that period with us, and then of course most famously when we reported on the rumors of the Tiki Room and Country Bears closing, they decided to cancel the projects and then deny publicly. We are to date, I believe, the only Disney fan site that has ever been referenced publicly by the Walt Disney Company on their, their press outlets, right? So we've been, you know, we were called unscrupulous on the Disney Parks blog, and all these things. And I've spoken to enough. It is well known behind the scenes at this point that both of those projects were very real. People that worked on them are no longer with the company and have reached out over the years to talk to me about it. It's, you know, it's well established who was telling the truth in that situation. That was very mishandled. And I don't know who, like, obviously we didn't get along with Bob Chapek, but the PR department is who handled all of that, right? And whether Jeffrey or Thomas Smith or whoever in that situation, like, I have said for years, their PR department lacks an understanding of what to do. You know, they invite people with very small followings to media events, people that I can't imagine do them any benefit of any kind, but I don't know. They just do not seem to understand their job. They're very out of touch. They've been there a long time. They don't handle situations correctly. And that, I will be perfectly honest with you, I really hope in these layoffs that more changes are coming to the PR side of the Walt Disney Company. Because I think the way they've handled, think about the way they handled the Scarlett Johansson situation, the way they handled us, the way they handled the Florida situation, all of these things were horribly mishandled. That comes down to the PR side. And Disney Parks continually make so many mistakes with the way they promote the park product and somewhat dishonest. I think there needs to be a shakeup. I think so. And if all these people with these bloated payroll that's been there forever and is not doing the company any real service, this is the moment, right? If we're going to streamline this company and make it and also make it better at the same time, these are the cuts I would make. And so I'm with Iger and company so far on this. It seems like all the right changes are being made, and I hope more of it is to come. Again, it's a time of change, right? We are giving more money to these frontline cast members who make a difference, work for the most profitable arm or the most profitable division of this company. And that makes sense to me. And getting rid of a bunch of executives at the top of a company that's not succeeding, your job as an executive is to make the company succeed. And if it's not happening, it's, you know, that's the job. It's time for you to go. That's how corporate America works. You know, I know people may want me to have some sort of conscience here and feel something for these people. And I get it. Like, but corporate America doesn't. That's not how corporate America works. So results, right? People that will bring results. And I believe in the case of the Walt Disney Company, it is a very special company. I think in order to succeed, people in these executive roles have to be people that understand their product, understand their audience, and care about both. And I think for a long time, we've had people that meet neither of those. And I think in the case of Jeffrey and some other people in the company, people that play politics, that have power plays, that are in this for all the wrong reasons. All the wrong reasons. And I am so looking forward to a Disney company that is more true to what it is supposed to be. And that is my hope for the future. And that's where I stand. And I'm sure someone will have a problem with what I've said, but I'm being honest. It's how I feel. It's the way it is. That's all. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.